Are you doing it
Yeah, for
yes.
recording time.
Okay, anyway, he gives it to you. I don't want to bother, but he gives it to you. A person spends his whole life writing a sefer, and finally he writes it, but he has no money to print it. So he has to go. What they used to do in Europe, they used to take subscriptions. They would sell it before it was ready. So he would travel all over Europe to try and get people to agree to buy his sefer. And then he finally gets it printed, and he has to travel all over Europe, schlepping his sefer to give it to the people that paid for it. And the people take the sefer, and they just stick it in the bottom of the bookcase, and no one even ever opens it up. And somebody else writes a sefer, and it's the next Harry Potter, Havdalah, wow, it's amazing, even though it's not necessarily amazing, but it becomes the, it's a fan, and everyone's talking about it. He says that's how it is. So you need, everything needs the Atta Dishmaya. You definitely see that when it comes to Sfarim. You need to see that in terms of yeshivas too. One yeshiva becomes like everyone's crazy. This is the in place, everyone's going. There's really no reason why they're going there, but that's where everyone goes. And another yeshiva, they no one goes. Anyway, so you need to be misbado for Siyata Dishmaya. But it was printed, at least the first volume. Okay, let's get back to our sugya. So I wanted to do, we left hanging some things, but what we said yesterday, which I thought was very nice, was that Tosfos in the first Tosfos mentions the word Oines, but he doesn't say, he just says Kimishu Oines. In the second Tosfos, when the Ri mentions the word Oines, he doesn't just say Oines. He says the words are lost the place. The potter who may also mitzvah kimin shu ones. So he makes a more arichas. So he says that the ones patters you from the mitzvah, which we said is a chiddush, because usually ones doesn't patter you from the mitzvah. Ones only patters you from an einesh, and you see that that's what he meant, because he compares it to an eved. An eved is mamish patter from the mitzvah. He said just like we're not going to be kaifin and adin to let his eved go free, so you get the mitzvah. Here also. So he obviously means that you're potter from the mitzvah. So we said yesterday that normal einus doesn't work that way. And it's but I don't think so. But we said it here, it's because it's in apparently probably shouted because it's in the gavra. It's not an external einus, it's an internal einus. But he can never do the mitzvah. So Tovis is mechadesh, this new chiddush. Poshib shat, the Rivam doesn't hold of this chiddush. Because that's Rivam never said the second answer. The Parshat Pshat Tavis in his first Teretz doesn't need this Chiddush. So in the second answer, he needs a Chiddush because he asked the Kasha, why didn't you quote the Pasuk approval? Teretz says, because you're Potter. So you're Potter from approval. So it's off the table. Aye, for the same reason that you're Potter from approval, you're also Potter from Shavuos. So for that, Tavis says, now we want to get Tavis's answer. And the Gra and the Bach changes the Gersa. Okay, so what's the difference between the way the Bach has it and the way Tavis says it? That was what I want to ask the guys. So what do you people say?
Isn't it more of a punch if it's coming from the same pasuk that Gufa we're talking about? Meaning it's mashma from this pasuk.
Okay, but that's what we are. Mishumsha, that's what. So that's what Tais is saying also. Mishumsha he mitzarava, and that's what he.
Maybe mashma goes back on the pru.
In other words, I that's someone said that yesterday too. I didn't want people to hear. I don't remember who said that yesterday. They want to give them credit.
Rafi.
Rafi said that, okay. But yes, in other words, the way we have the Gersa, Shehi, is definitely going on Shavuos. which means that Taivis is saying a tremendous chiddush, that Sheves is a mitzvah rabba, but Pruvu is not a mitzvah rabba, which is very, right, because that would be Pshat and Taisus, that really Sheves and Pruvu have the exact same problem. They're both Aynes. Aynes makes you Pater. But they quoted the pasuk of Sheves because that's mitzvah rabba. The Gemara, so why is the Gemara inconsistent? So why is the Gemara in the beginning said Pruvu and then say Sheves? That's a little schwer. Like someone asked that Kasha, that on Nivra automatic Pruvu. Should have said on Nivra automatic Sheves. But okay, I don't know the answer according to our Gerza. But according to our Gerza, what Taivis is saying is that Sheves is mitzvah rabba.
No, the Rivam also, we said, we mentioned, doesn't address that problem either. Cost us the inconsistency.
Okay, I hear. Yes,
there was a suggestion out there.
But the Bax Gerza, you know, in general, it's a little funny to say that Sheveth, which is a din de Rabbanan, is a bigger mitzvah rabba than a deraisa.
1 second. Isn't Sheves the mitzvah on the whole world?
Yeah, so?
Populate the world, and that's a deraisa?
No, Sheves is a pasuk in Navi. It can't be a deraisa. Sheves is a pasuk in Yeshaya.
It's a pasuk to Svara.
But it's not a pasuk to Svara. The whole world talked about overpopulation. I don't know.
I mean, that's only in the industrial age. The entire world population was less than 2 billion people 200 years ago.
Okay, but it doesn't. Sheves is not based on a svara. Sheves is based on a pasuk. So the
it's a pasuk. Sheves of Rali. Sorry, I mean it's a pasuk. The world, Hashem created the world for a growing population.
Okay, but the normal assumption would be that a pasuk pruvu, which is a chi of the raisa,
only on Yisrael.
Okay, good. So a chi of the raisa, I'm not sure only Yisrael. I don't know because pruvu was said to other Marishan. I don't know if it's one of the in the Zion mitzvahs. I don't know, but the pashas is not one of the Zion mitzvahs. But I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know if everyone holds which way. We weren't sure about that. After looking at the
mitzvahs, doesn't Ron in the Hakdama to the Brachas talk about mitzvah sichlius, which are deraisa?
Okay, but I don't think people say Sheves is deraisa. I don't believe they say that. Sheves is learned from a pasuk. You're saying it's sichli. I don't grant you.
How could Darabonin be mitzvah rabba, but the deraisa is not?
So there could be such a thing. It is possible that the Darabonin were megada a mitzvah rabba, which, you know, that wasn't written beferish in the Torah, but they knew. But it does sound strange. So the way what was being suggested is that the Bach, by changing the gersa, he's saying mashma, again, how does he change the gersa? Vav is shum shem mashma mitzvah rabba, meaning mashma, that we just said pruvu is mitzvah rabba. In other words, pruvu is a form. We just said before in Taisus that Pruvu and Sheves are interconnected. So the fact that the Torah says that the world was created for population is Megala, that when the Torah gave you a Chiv to populate the world with a boy and a girl, that's a mitzvah rabba. And it's two totally different ways of reading Taisus. It's very, I don't know, needs research. Which mitzvah is a mitzvah rabba? Is the Sheves a mitzvah rabba, or is the Pruvu a mitzvah rabba? Right, there would be theoretically a nafkamina of halacha. If a person already had a boy and a girl, and now he wants to continue having children for Sheves, so would it be considered a mitzvah rabba? Assuming there are other nafkamina. I mean, the only nafkamina we have in Taisus is mitzvah rabba by an Eved, which is okay, which you can't have in case they already had a boy and a girl to kind Priyavu.
But if Shabbos is a Gilui on Priyavu, so how does Shabbos become a mitzvah by itself?
It's a pasuk, but it can be both. It's a because Shabbos has Gedarim beyond Priyavu. Priyavu is only a boy and a girl, and a Shabbos is even beyond a boy and a girl.
No, where do we get that from? If it's
the pasuk was so same, the pasuk said. The pasuk is telling you it's an amazing thing to have children, because that's the mekayim the world. But we're assuming, in other words, according to this pshat, we're saying like this: we see that the concept is Shabbos, and then we see that mitzvah pruvu. So the assumption is that the Torah worrying about Shabbos gave a mitzvah a pruvu for at least a boy and a girl. So a boy and a girl. The Torah wrote pruvu. The pasuk is Shabbos is Megadeb Shad in the pasuk of Pruvu, except that the Torah only obligated. Listen, it's not your job to save the whole world. Like, you know, an ani comes knocking on your door, you need $10,000. It's not your chiyuv to give him the whole $10,000. You give him $10 together. So the Torah wrote Pruvu, a boy and a girl. If everybody does their boy and a girl, we get Shabbos. But the pasuk is Shabbos, which is saying that the Torah really wants as many people as it can, is an indicator that Pruvu is a mitzvah rabba, because now we understand the basis of Pruvu, right? So it's two different pshatim. According to one pshat, only Shabbos is a mitzvah rabba. Pruvu is not a mitzvah rabba. According to this pshat, I mean, maybe both are mitzvah rabbas. Pruvu and Shabbos are mitzvah rabbas. You know, it's according to the second chapter, Shabbos probably was a mitzvah rabba. But Shabbos, by Shabbos being a mitzvah rabba, it means that Pruvu is also a mitzvah rabba. Everything's a mitzvah rabba.
Rabbi mentioned yesterday, when Rabbi was hinting to this pshat, that it's a radically different pshat. Why is it so different? In terms of the main chiddush, we were saying that the Ri seems to hold that there is no mitzvah at all because of the petur, and that's the machlokas we've shown him here. That stays the same. Seems the only difference is if Pruvu is a mitzvah rabba or not, but we don't know of any nafkamina.
Okay, well, we got a patient.
Oh, okay.
There's another step, but
okay.
But at this point, we have an interesting shaita. Whether, I mean, according to the pshat that we're saying that Pruvu is mitzvah rabba, it could be. I don't know. Would we say Shabbos is not a mitzvah rabba? I know when we were in Israel, one of the shaitas we asked Rav Yosef Cohn, we asked him the following shaita, that the Rav Yosef Cohn was a very big pasek, that's how. So we asked him that there's halachic shiurim and how much you have to be machmir to do a mitzvah. You basically have to give up a shlish. Shlish of your money to do a mitzvah. That's for even for a mitzvah's kiyumis.
We did that, Sugya.
Right. A mitzvah's kiyumis, obviously, it's even less. So the shaita is, you know, how much, let's say you're a person, it's hard for them to have a lot of kids. Hard. It's difficult. There have been difficulties. So let's say the share of the difficulty where Mishayer is equal to a sixth of your money because it's such emotional. So is it proper or right to be machmir, since Shabbos is such an important mitzvah, or pruvu, or Shabbos, both. I think we were asking about Shabbos, but that you should be machmir, you should be a little bit of extra mesiras nefesh, beyond the sheer of other mitzvahs. That was our question. In other words, if you learn Pashup Shan and Taisus that Shabbos is a mitzvah rabba, so does mitzvah rabba obligate you, or at least yashris, maybe it's not obligation, but it's a yashris, to be more meister nefesh than you would for another mitzvah. Okay, it's too difficult, you don't do it. There's certain shiurim you don't have to do, but this is a mitzvah rabba. So he said no, the shiur is a shiur, and there's no inyan, there's no mitzvah, there's no shabbos is no different than any other mitzvah. And I saw that the Moedim Uzmanim, and I forgot who else, says not like him, that there is an inyan to do more for Shabbos. So, you know, what?
The way they quote Taisus and Yevamos is to say that I think it's Reb Nosson who explains Machlekes Beishami Beis Hillel. Beishami says you should have a boy and a girl. I think in Beis Hillel says either a boy or a girl. That's Reb Nosson explains it.
Beishami has two boys.
I know. I'm saying Reb Nosson there explains that Machlekes. And Rava says the Pshad is because even if you do one, that's Pshad and Beis Hillel, is because you're Mekayim Shevis, meaning the less amount, not because of the more amount, you're already Mekayim Shevis. And that's how Taisa says, that's how you know that it's Tali, the period of Rivia. Because the whole way that he knows that one, either a boy or a girl works, because of Mekayim Shevis. It's not that you need more Shevis. Shevis makes you less.
The Shevis, but the din of the mitzvah Shevis, that is, there's a mitzvah, I don't know whether you want to say kiyumis, whatever. Every time a person has an extra child, he's mekayim an extra mitzvah Shevis.
Then you mekayim peri viv. The way we know when you mekayim peri harivya is based on the Shevis, something like that.
I hear, but the
mitzvah, I'm saying, it's not a marbus.
There's eight of varim she'enem shir. It's not a you might be Mekayim Shabbos with one, but the two you get you Mekayim again, and three you're Mekayim again. So that was our question that we asked and that's this parenting of Machlekes HaPaiskim, whether since Taisus here seems to say that Shabbos is a mitzvah rabbah, so what is the gedarim of mitzvah rabbah? Does mitzvah rabbah mechayev you to do extra mesiras nefesh? Okay. Anyway,
Could you again? How is Rebbe learning again the Bach? What is the Chiddush Rebbe saying again in the Bach?
I'm saying the Bach. Maybe we're suggesting, and the guy suggested this too. So I don't take the credit, but I thought of it. Is that the Bach gets rid of the word Shehi? We have in the word Taisa Shehi.
Right.
Shehi is going back on what was immediately said before, which is the pasuk of the Zohar Bara, which is the pasuk of Shabbos.
Right.
So when the way we have the reading of Taivis is saying Shevis is a mitzvah rabbah.
Right.
Now, if the Bach Gufa takes out the word Shehi,
right,
maybe there's a reason. Maybe because he didn't like that word Shehi, because right, he felt it's not Shevis that's a mitzvah rabbah, or it's Kavachomer, Pruvuza mitzvah rabbah, Kavach Pruvuza deraisa.
Right.
So maybe Shevis is also mitzvah rabbah, maybe, but it's the real mitzvah rabbah is the pruvu. So therefore, by taking out the word shehi, what he's saying is that Davis is saying that the pasuk of Loso Bara tells us that it's a mitzvah rabbah, meaning the pruvu, which is, if you read the words of the Gemara, it's much nicer than reading the Gemara. He says, "Lo nivra adam edit a prayer of Yivya, shenemar." So the pasuk is a gilui a pruvu. The what he's saying is that pruvu is a mitzvah rabbah.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay. I
just want to say is that they bring down maybe let's say somebody has children and they died, was he a kain the mitzvah period of Rivia or not? So the Gemara there says, Rabbi Yochanan says, very nice, he had children, but he didn't mekayim shevis. Okay. You know, that tells us that shevis totally again. It's a gili in the period of Rivia. That Tali's a bazaar. I'm just saying that's more than mitzvah rabbah. Not because Piri Riv is no more mitzvah than any other 613.
Oh, so we're saying the suggestion that we're saying is that Shevis is Meganeb Shad and Pruvu. Now there's Pruvu, there's for example, the Chinuch discusses, and it's not just the Chinuch, there's other people talk about two of them, not the Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch. There's a halacha that mitzvah srich is kavana. Very important halacha. But you only have to melechavim the shame mitzvah. But you don't have to know what the reason for the mitzvah is. I shake a lulav. I don't have to know the mystical reasons why we shake a lulav. You know, Hashem said, shake lulav. However, there are certain mitzvahs where the reason for the mitzvah is written in the Torah. We know the reason. And therefore, at least the chatzila, and according to some achrayim, even b'diavad, you have to be mechavim for the reason of the mitzvah. For example, by tzitzis, it says the man tiskeru. By sukkah, it says the man teidu. I think I don't remember that you when kibisukos so shafti is bnei Yisrael.
Man yedu
there is. So there, the reason is written in the Torah. There are shitas. Mr. Brewer brings it. There are shitas of Bach that holds that whenever the reason is written in the Torah, you have to be mechavin for the reason. And if you're not mechavin for the reason, you're not yotzi the mitzvah. Did he have that even? Mr. Brewer disagrees. Mr. Brewer says it's only in the chatzilah then. But there's definitely, everybody agrees that by the mitzvahs that the reason is written in the Torah, it's not enough, if, at least lechatzilah, just to have the shame mitzvah. But you have to have the shame the reason. So the Minchas Chinuch says that the mitzvah pruvu is also the written's written in the Torah. And I don't remember which pasuk he quotes, but he quotes the pasuk. So he says, and he brings a rai from the Rambam, and the Rambam says that you should have in mind that you're being to bring children to the world. So the to mekayim the world. So he says pruvu is that stam like exeris like a mitzvah. We don't know time in the krah. The reason of pruvu is sheves. So the pasuk of sheves, and maybe that's gufa where we know the reason, or we know from other places. But the ma'isa, they go together. The reason of pruvu is because of sheves. So if the pasuk is sheves, and that we know that because that's what they say. The ad kedei kach that the Minchas Chinuch says, and the Ramshik said. I take it back. Might not have been the Minchas Chinuch. I'm getting confused. It was the Maram Shik as a parish on the mitzvahs. Maram Shik on Taryag mitzvahs, mitzvah Aleph, said that the and also the Derech Bekudayich. That's the Bnei Yisachar. He has on Pri Avu. He also said it that is you have to have kavana that for the reason of the mitzvah here because the reason is written in the Torah. So So that means that the reason of pruvu is gufa because the world needs to be populated. So when the pasuk tells us that the whole purpose of the world is for population, and we know that that's the reason of pruvu, so then we know from there we learn out that pruvu is a mitzvah rabbah. That's how we want to read in the Bach that by telling us that Shabbos is such an amazing mitzvah, and we understand. Based on Sukkim, that Priyavu is because of Shabbos, so Mimeida we learn out that Priyavu is a mitzvah rabba. Not like the simple gears in our tises that Shabbos is a mitzvah rabba. It's a very big difference.
How does even with the mashma? How does Rebbe read that into tises? Meaning it says Kadesh Yischayu b'chol mitzvahs l'kach naket kra loisayu bara mishum shemashm mitzvah rabba.
Right.
How's that going back on Puruvu?
Because you read it, you have to look at the Gemara. Look at the reading words in the Gemara. Balono nivra ha'olam ena Puruvu. Shenemar loso bara. So loso bara is supposed to tell you, lo nivra ha'olam ena Puruvu. That's the
word. Because it's explaining that question we had on the Gemara.
He's saying this mashma that Puruvu. It's mashma that the you know they're quoting the pasuk for pruvu, so it's mashma. I can't tell you it's mukhluk from the word mashma, but the word shehi is mashma that's going on lo so bara because it's the words of Taisus lo not lakakra lo so bara mishum shehi. So shehi means lo so bara. It'd be a little bit daichek means shehi is referring to mitzvah pruvu.
And if it says mashma.
The mashma could be going on anything. Doesn't say. There's no.
It's mashma. It's still going back on so broad.
It's mashma. No. It doesn't say it's a what. So you could say it's going on what Taisus said, but you could say it's going on what the Gemara says. It's ambiguous. Shehi.
Meaning because of the Dibra Maskel Taisus of Shinemar?
No, the Gemara. He's reading the.
I'm saying the Dibra Maskel Shinemar.
He's explaining this line of the Gemara. So he's saying the Gemara quoted this pasuk because this pasuk tells you that it's
because
a mitzvah.
Because the pasuk that the Gemara quotes is, I'm sorry, because the mitzvah of the Gemara says is Puruvu.
Yeah, so it could be. Okay. Let's go for it. But it's an important point. It's just whether Puruvu is a mitzvah robber or not. And it could be there are nafkaminas halacha, but I don't know offhand. Okay, in general, what there are nafkaminas. This is what we asked Rav Cohen. Is there is there any practical nafkamina to being a mitzvah rabba?
Can have Shabbos without Pru Ravu, right? But you can't really have Pru Ravu without doing Shabbos. So if Shabbos is a mitzvah rabba, then Mamela, every Pru Ravu is a mitzvah rabba.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Anyway.
But not necessarily more so than the third kid, fourth kid.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. Now, there's something very interesting here. I apologize. I left my Mishnah here. I thought I had the sheet in the Gemara, but I don't. You have that Mishnayos?
No, can Rebbe send it out again? I deleted it inadvertently.
Can someone else send it out again?
Yeah, somebody please.
I'll send it.
Thanks.
And you got it?
Okay. Unless you can do it faster than me.
I have WhatsApp on my computer. I can attach it to WhatsApp if that helps.
Rabbi Meltzer, do you have WhatsApp?
I'm using computer.
So I'll get it.
Roy Meltzer, you know they have WhatsApp on computer now.
Yeah, I know.
We don't do WhatsApp.
Oh, there's a WhatsApp group for the Shir, Rebbe.
All right. I don't know. You're lucky I can use Zoom. Queens doesn't allow Zoom, you know?
They've been more makele lately. They do for the women. My wife participates in the sisterhood, has a Zoom with the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva give the Zoom. Rabbi Kuczynski gave one, Rabbi Grunblatt.
Oh, I didn't know that. How come I don't know about that?
What I had heard, but not firsthand, in the heart of the pandemic, like in 2020, the hadracha that the Rosh Yeshiva gave to the guys, because people were learning on the phone, whatever, was that you shouldn't break any gedarim. Like if you don't use internet or a computer, you shouldn't do it, even though it'll make the learning better. But someone who anyways is using Zoom or computer, then it would be appropriate. That's what I heard.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. So, Rabbi Meltzer,
did you send it out?
No, Rabbi Meltzer, what's your email address?
ZetaMeltzer@gmail.com.
What are we looking at?
There's a Mishnah.
Which Mishnah? When did Rabbi send it out?
I know, so they're sending it out again. So you can get it right now.
No, I'm sending it to an email address. Again, how do you spell Zaidi?
Z-A-I-D-A. Zeta Meltzer.
You want me to send it out again? I don't know how to do that either.
Are you sending out on the email?
Not on the group. I don't have the, I can't do it on the group.
Rabbi Lubin, so that if you have it on the computer in front of you, you can open it up from the email that you send.
No, I don't have it on the computer.
Can somebody send it to me? RabbiGlad613@gmail.com.
I'm afraid to start playing around with this computer. I'm going to lose the Zoom.
Yeah, don't mess around.
Look for the email. Okay, I'm not going to play around with it.
You could send it to Rabbi Glad?
Yeah, send it. Can you send it to RabbiGlad613@gmail.com? Thank you.
Second, Rafi, can you enable sharing? I'll just share it with the group if you enable, or you can just share it. You're a host. Do you have it? Do you have the PDF on your computer?
I don't have it pulled up. I can't minimize because I'm recording.
Okay. Anyway, let's work it out. So, can someone read the Tosfos Yontif? I don't have it in front of me. I do have it. Look at that. I have it. Baruch Hashem. You're doing good. You're doing good.
It
means that he's asking Tyvus's the first Tyvus's Kasha. Right? Wait, one second. Which question? That's the first Isis. Right, that was the first Tyvus's Kasha. One second. No, I'm sorry. That's the second Tyvus's Kasha. How did Anaka Kra the Pruvu? That's the second Taisus. He's asking our Taisus is Kasha. I'm getting mixed up. Okay, yes.
Mishum d'i hava yachol akayim sheves kol dehu. Because if he could be in kayim sheves kol dehu, that is there supposed to be a period there? Is that what it shows here?
Keep on going.
Mishum paru v'ravu lo hava kafinan le to lo mechayiv ba kevin to anasu.
So what in the world is he doing? Isn't it? What does it look like he's doing? He's taking Tavis's, if you look at our Tavis, he's taking Tavis's second question. He doesn't have, he skips Tavis's. We have two Tavis's in. The first Tavis says, what does it help if Lisa Shifchena Yocho, even if you could marry a Shifra, it wouldn't help us. And Tavis answers,
because you can do Shavas Kaldu.
Because since you have Shavas Kaldu and you're in Einas, so that would be good enough. Then there's a second Taisus. Why did you quote the Pasuk? Why don't you quote the Pasuk approval? And at that he answers, Mishom that so the Rivam says, because we want the Tzad Avdus.
He says two Mishums. I'm not sure how do you read that two Mishums.
One second. I'm just going to read. And the Reed says, because Einas makes you Potter. So comes along the Taisus Yantif, and he asks the second Taisus Kasha, and he answers, Mishum, the answer is, if you would have been able to fulfill Shavuot Kaldu, then Mishum Pruivu, we wouldn't be Kaifin for Pruivu. So what it sounds like he's doing is he's taking Pashipshat, you look at it, it looks like he's taking Tysus's, the tarot that Tysus gave to his first Kasha and answering it to answer the second Kasha. Right?
Tysus washing and getting Rebbe.
I understand. I know. Okay. But let's wait for that for a minute. Because that's also, I didn't see it. I saw that later. So I sent out the, let's do it to Taisus Yantif. But okay. So we'll look at Gittin in a second. I actually have a Gittin here. So what? Why is it so strange?
Arguing with Tosis.
Why is he asking? What's
he? So, Artosis does ask the question.
In other words, our Taisus gave this answer of Shavas Kaldu in the first Taisus, and he still asks the second Kasha. And there's a Machlokes, the Rivam, and the Reeve, which means that everybody agrees that the answer of the first Taisus does not answer the second Kasha. So how could the Taisus Yantif, okay, you haven't read Rashi well, that it's also in Taisus and Gittin, maybe. But let's see. But how can the Taisus Yantif come along? And it's just Taisus Yantif saying that the first Taisus answers the Kasha. You see me, Neyabe and our Taisus is not true. Right? If we have two Taisim, Taisus in the first Taret, Taisus says that Mishum Shavas, if you could Nisa Shivcha, so Mishum Shavas called to, we went Kaifen Kimishu Aines.
Also in Taisus, it sounded like it was two different things. Ve Anasu. Over here, he said that's the reason.
So the Taisus Kufa says his first answer to answer his first Kasha, and then Taisus comes along and asks his second Kasha. So obviously the implication is that the first answer doesn't answer the second Kasha. That's Mineyabe Mukhra from Taisus. So how, even if you're right, so it's like Shmuel says that Taisus and Gittin does it, but it's the same question. How is it possible that the Taisus Yantif is using this to answer the second question when we see clearly from our Taisus then it doesn't answer the question.
I don't understand. Besides the Bikiyas question, I don't understand what he's saying. That doesn't answer the question. My C can't be Mekayim Shevus Kol Dehu because he can't marry a Shifcha. We wouldn't force him, if he could do Shevus Kol Dehu, we wouldn't force him to do Peruvu. So that answers why the Lashon of Lisa Shifcha and the Yachal. But how does it answer the Kasha of why it's quoting, why the Gemara quotes the wrong Pasuk, the Pasuk of Shevus?
Shevus, you would be Kaifa even though you're not Kaifa for Peruvu.
Because he's sort of saying, in other words, that proves that what we really care about is Shevus. So therefore, the pasuk, they're not going to quote the pasuk of Pruvu because we're not kaifin for Pruvu. Haraya, if we had Pruvu if we didn't have Pruvu, but we had Shevus, we wouldn't be kaifin for it. So the fact that the Iyav Yochol the Shevus called to Mishum Privu Lavik Afinale is a indication, seemingly, that we're not so Makshiv Privu, we're more Makshiv Shevus.
And for Shevus, we would be kaif even if he's Yitzhak Kolshu?
I don't know, but the it means that we not necessarily, but it means that at the end of the day, what's bothering us is that we're not getting Shevus. If we got Shevus, we wouldn't be concerned. So what's really concerning us is we're not getting Shevus at the end of the day. So that's why they're quoting the pasuk of Shevus.
Afilu Shevus. You're not getting Afilu. Maybe Afilu Shevus you're not getting. I'm not the proof we're concerned about, but Afilu Shevus, I'm not getting. If I was getting that, I would be Michael a little bit, then okay, what can I do?
Okay, so still, but that's how he seems he's answering the question, that since the Maka Bepatish, the final reason why we're kaifin is you're not getting Shevus, so they're quoting Shevus. Okay, well, I'll do better for you, but I'm just trying to stall. Okay.
There is one thing that Tosfos Yontif says that Tosfos did not say in the first answer, is the words, D'lo Michayev.
Yes, that's the secret, yes. So there's another strange, very strange thing, is that really Tosfos Yontif is not quoting the first Tosfos verbatim. And the way we set it up yesterday, this is Gupa, not the first Tosfos, because we set up yesterday is that it's only in the second Tosfos that the Ri was Mechadesh, that Oides makes you not Chayiv. So really, the Tosfos Yontif is quoting not the first Tosfos, but the second Tosfos, except he's making some kind of conglomeration between the first Tosfos and the second Tosfos.
But it also appears that Ikar Chosam and a Sefer.
What?
But it also appears like Ikar Chosam and a Sefer, the Mitzvah Chashuva part.
Yeah, okay, I hear. But in other words, and our Tosfos doesn't, our Tosfos doesn't mention in the second Tosfos about Shevus Kol Dehu, so it's also Chaser. In other words, there's two problems. One problem is that if he's just quoting Tosfos, like Tosfos said in the you'd get the first Tosfos, then he's arguing with our Tosfos. He's making our Tosfos clearly says it doesn't answer the kasha, and he's making an answer the kasha. Edomai, Sandy is right that he's not that what the way the Re answered the first kasha apparently would not have answered the question. And that's why he has to stick in Kivin Delo the El Mechayabe. But on the other hand, he leaves out the idea of Mitzvah Chashuvah, which our Tosfos says, and instead he sticks in Kivin Dave Yachol Lakayim Shevus Kol Dehu. Okay, so Shmuel says that's what Tosfos in Gittin does. Okay, but the Maisa, what's going on here? So what in the world is this Tosfos Yontif doing? Is he So
why, if Taisa Yontif doesn't hold it's a mitzvah, let's say for example, Taisa Yontif doesn't hold it's a mitzvah. So the best he can do to answer is to stretch the first Taisus. But Taisa who does hold mitzvah.
But the first Taisus obviously doesn't answer the question. You see from
no, the but the first Taisus, the Maisa, it's not the best answer. It wouldn't be the best answer. But if you don't hold of the Skiddish, so then you're going to stretch the answer to include
very,
that.
Very, very daichik. The fact that our Taisus asks the Kasha. And
because Taisus doesn't want to answer with that question, he holds okay, this a bigger answer of Koldehu.
Okay, but I'm sorry,
Mitzraba. He holds a bigger answer because of Mitzraba. If you hold it as Mitzraba, that's a much bigger answer.
I hear, but we're entitled to do better. You know, you can't insist.
All right, I tried.
You can't insist. You know, I once went there. I heard a share from Rav Nachum. And he brought, I asked him two questions. The one question he liked, he said he thought of the question. Okay. But the second question, I said, one of his rayas, you can be daicha by saying a certain daicha in Rashi. He said, that's not an answer. That's not good enough. Daicha.
I mean, did Rav Nachum speak English?
No.
Not he spoke Yiddish?
No, I don't speak Yiddish.
Ivris?
Spoken in broken Hebrew. Broken Hebrew. Which I was, okay.
What is the change that that Sandy mentioned? What are the words again?
The first Taisus just says, Kivin Shu Anas, right?
Right, the first Taisus, right.
It says, the Omer Ri like open Rabbis Ben Chayim, which in the previous Moya Yochel Kafshia called who, Kivin Shehu Anes.
Right.
But the Taitus Yanta says, the Ei Yochel Kafshia called who, we should bring up a Kivin to know Mechayiba Kivin to Anes. So he adds these three words to know Mechayiba.
Those three words
of Lo Mechayiba, we pointed out yesterday that's the big, big chiddush of the Ri. That Ines makes you putter, which the Pashas, the Rivam, did not hold of. And the first Taivis never said that. So what the Taivis Yantiv is doing, in other words, what looks like to me, and I think this gets very, is that the Taivis Yantiv is a completely different than our Taisis. Even though he looks the same and superficially, he looks like he's saying the same thing as the first Taisus. He's saying something completely different. And he's not saying like the second Taisus either. He's saying something, you know, and Shmuel is right that's maybe he sees it in Taisus and Gittin. But this is a third Shita. Now there's really three different answers to answer the second Taisus's Kasha. There's a Rivav's answer. There's a Re's answer, which needs Mitzvah Rabbah. You know, it needs, in order for the Rivam's answer to work, you need two parts. You need part one, that you're totally potter, and part two, that it's a mitzvah rabbah. And what the type of Yantav is doing is he's using also the chiddush as you're totally potter. But instead of using mitzvah rabbah, he's adding to it, you know, the Shevet Koldu, and somehow or another, that's answering the kasha. So the question is, how is he, what is this new answer that he's making up to answer the kasha? So I don't say he's making it up because it is serious and tight as he gets it. But what is this new answer? How is he answering the kasha? Which is really what Rafi was asking before. How are we answering the kasha with these two combinations, with Sheves Koldu plus Lo Mechayiba Kima de Anasu? So how is he answering the question?
Isn't he explaining the reason why the Gemara says it? He's explaining the reason why the Gemara says Sheves when it says Puravu is because of the fact that if he could do Sheves, we wouldn't be concerned with the fact that he can't do Puru Revu. But Tosfos obviously doesn't like that, because even though Tosfos holds...
Wait, let me first, before we get to the Tosfos, I can say, what's the word of his answer? Why they quote the Pasuk of Sheves and not the
Pasuk? Because Sheves Koldehu is not is independent of Puru Revu. That's his Chiddush.
Yeah, but so good. But why did they quote the Pasuk of Puru Revu?
Why does the Gemara say approval? You mean?
Why didn't they quote the Pasuk approval? That was
because that's what he said. He said you're potter.
Oh, in other words, he's saying simple, right? He's saying that Tavis's kasha is why didn't they quote the Pasuk approval? Terence is because you're potter. Because Inus makes you potter. If Inus makes you potter. So you're not going to quote the Pasuk approvu. So then Sheves also, Inus makes you potter. So you shouldn't quote the Pasuk of Sheves either.
The Sheves called the who is independent.
So Terence is that even though Inus makes you potter, we still want Sheves called the who. We're machmen on Sheves called the who at least. Therefore, that's why they're quoting the Pasuk of Sheves. They're not, we don't, me ikrit adin, your potter from Pruvu and Sheves. So your potter from everything. So, except now, we're kaifin. Where are we kaifin? So we're kaifin because we want at least Sheves, because the Rabbanan said, okay, but at least Sheves called that we got to get. So it's very good. Why they quote the Sheves?
The Inus and the Sheves Koldehu are connected, like we were reading in the ring.
They're not connected. They're solving the fact that your onus makes you potter explains why it didn't quote the pasuk of Pruvu.
Are you potter from Sheves? Are you potter from Sheves?
Why do what?
Are you potter? Is he potter from Sheves?
Yes. I think so, because I think so, because Tavis said before that if you're potter from Pruvu, you're potter from Sheves. So the Chaira, you're potter from both. But the, so now he says it doesn't mention the Pasuk of Pruvu because you're potter from Pruvu. So why did you mention the Pasuk of Sheves? Because we want Sheves Koldehu.
Why Koldehu? What does Koldehu mean? I want Sheves. Why do we keep saying Koldehu?
Because, in other words, that's enough. That's what we would be.
It's a non-Puruvu version.
In other words, there's what would Bezdin. What do Bezdin, you know, there's your potter from the mitzvahs. So what is in this situation where you're potter from the mitzvahs because you're an Inus. So what do Bezdin want? So they want at least Sheves Koldehu.
A very good deal from a Havmina, but Havmina is wrong. It's not true. You can't do a Sheves
Koldehu. That shows that that's what they want.
But that's not necessary for Tosfos Yom Tov's answer. And just to get hung up on what could have theoretically happened.
Because that shows you that the Chazal are not running after Pruvu. They're running after Sheves.
Not you don't have to say Sheves Koldehu to make that
point. Because he wants to show that that's the indicator that when you have a Ptur Ines, so now what is it that the Chazal are worried about in this situation? So you could say theoretically, okay, even though you have a Ptura on it, but they're still worried about Pruvu. They want Pruvu. They want the Mitzvah Kiyum is a Pruvu. I don't know. What they want is Sheves Koldehu. That's their bottom line.
Why are you saying Koldehu?
Because that's what we saw from the line of Lisa Shifrein Yachol. So that proves to us that's the bottom line, that's what Chazal are their line in the sand that they have to have.
And if you didn't have that shift, you can have the exact same answer.
I think the Tavis Yontev is saying he's taking the re that you there's a tour. So he's saying we didn't mention the word of pruvu because you're potter. And so I, for the same reason, don't mention Shabbos, you're potter. So our type is answers, well, the pasuk of Shabbos teaches us mitzvah rabba. And we want it, and that's why we want it, because it's mitzvah rabba. He's not using that answer. He's saying it because we saw from before that Chazal have a line in the sand that they want at least Shabbos Kodu. So Shabbos Kodu, even Shabbos Kodu is not a kiyum of Shabbos, but they want it anyway.
Can we say that the difference between Shabbos and Shabbos Kodu is that Shabbos means a mitzvah and Shabbos Kodu means a mitzvah, not the mitzvah. Meaning that Rabbanah was you're part of the mitzvah. That's true, and you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. If you could marry a shevcha, you're not going to be mekayim mitzvah. But the mitzvah of Shabbos would happen, and that's what Chazal want.
Yeah, that sounds good. In other words, there's no key in mitzvah, right? Shabbos Kodesh has no key in mitzvah, but it has some. There's something in it that's a mitzvah of Shabbos. I hear. That sounds
fine. That's a good svara, but I still don't see how it fits into the lashon at the beginning. What he's really saying is, all that's missing from his first answer, and the kaldu is really not relevant. His main point is, for some reason, I don't know why, I have a bekiyas raya from the havmin of shivcha. I don't know why, I'm not giving you an answer why. Kol sheves is super. How super? Yaitzi with kaldu.
But Sandy is much better, because Sandy is saying it's not Shevis that's super, it's Shevis kaldu that's super. And according to Sandy, Shevis alone might mean the mitzvah of Shevis. But Shevis kaldu is this other thing, this sichli dikudin of Shevis. And that's what he's saying, because we care about Shevis Kodu. That's what we care about. We don't care about the mitzvahs because you're potter from the mitzvahs. So but what's interesting, so that's a whole different answer. And it's really a third answer. It's not the Rivam's answer, because the Rivam Gufa doesn't hold that you're potter altogether, right? The Rivam Pashas, we learned, never granted that Einus makes you potter. So the Rivam doesn't have this answer at all. The Rivam says because it picked a pasuk Shevis, because both the Saad Evan and the Saad Ben Chayrin have it. Our type is didn't have this answer either. Our type is used the svara of that the pasuk is coming to teach you mitzvah rabba, and it's predicated that we need this pasuk to teach you mitzvah rabba, and mitzvah rabba is saying that even though you're potter, but we want it so much because it's mitzvah rabba. In a certain sense, according to Sandy's saying it, it's almost there's a similarity. It may be the same thing. It's that what we're saying is that you're really potter, but we want Shabbos Kodu. We want Shabbos Kodu. Shabbos Kodu is what we want. It's almost like mitzvah rabba, except it's not. With what Sandy says, it becomes very close to mitzvah rabba. That Shabbos Kodu is like a mitzvah rabba. Shabbos Kodu is our goal.
So close that it's actually worded backwards from the way Tosfos words it. So the fact that it is very close makes the lashon and the way he sets it up a little funny.
Well, but it's different because our Tosfos is really saying the way we have it, especially the way we learn with the Bach, that we're saying that pruvu is a mitzvah rabba. And what the Tosfos Yontif is saying is that you're potter from pruvu, you're potter from Shevis. But there's this gevaldik inyan called Shevis Kodu, and we want Shevis Kodu. That's what's gevaldik.
The previous Tosfos uses Shevis Koldehu and the Tosfos uses Shevis Koldehu, but they don't mean the same thing. They mean two totally different things.
They mean this. The word Shevis Koldehu means the same thing. And the Re in the second type is building
But Taisu Yontif is saying that there's this third thing here called Shevetz Koldu, separate. That the Ri's not going along with that. The Ri's saying that mitzvah Shevetz
said it in the first Taisus and agrees to it. But what the Taisus Yontif is doing in the Gainus is he's taking half of the first Taisus and he's taking half of the second Taisus and combining together to make a third answer, which isn't
what,
so terrible.
What does the Ri disagree because about?
Because like Shmuel said, that Taisus and Gittin does that too. But so it's a variation. It's a variation of our Taisus. It's not the first Taisus, because the first Taisus doesn't mention anything about this fact that you're potter from the mitzvah. Our first Taisus, in other words, let's just try and summarize.
But the Ri gives a different answer.
In other words, Taisus in the first Taisus with Asikasha, why does it have to say Lisa Shifchena Yachol? Teretz is because if you could Lisa Shifcha, since you got Shevetz Koldu, and you have Einis Rachmana Patre that you're not going to get punished. He doesn't need the fact that you're punted from the mitzvah. It suffices for him the regular din Einis Rachmana Patre. So we're not going to be kaifin. There's no aveira. Okay. That's good enough for the first taisis. The second taisis is that's not good enough because the ma'aser we are kaifin. So what are we kaifin? So mention the preview. That's what you're kaifin for. So and Amai said there is no Shabbos called to. So what are you kaifin for? So Pashas are kaifin for preview. So the re-answers because we're only kaifin for mitzvah rabba, and we have to mention this pasuk to tell us mitzvah rabba because there's no mitzvah. So we're not going to be kaifin for preview because we don't kaifin to get a mitzvah. So we're kaifin for mitzvah rabba. And the Taisus Yontif sounds like he's answering that we're not kaifin for pruvu because there's no mitzvah, but we're kaifin for Shevetz because Shevetz Koldu is what the Chazal want. The Chazal want Shevetz Koldu. It's a little different, a little different knage. Our Taisus, especially the way we're reading it, it's we're kaifin because we want pruvu mitzvah rabba. We're saying that we're not claiming for pruvu mitzvah rabba, we're claiming for this Shevetz Koldu.
I didn't hear anyone. I was just asking that if Luyitzu, we didn't see the Taisus Yontif, and Luyitzu Taisus said this Teretz, Rebbe wouldn't ask a steer between Taisus? In other words,
Because it's very good because the first Taisus never said Einus makes you potter from the mitzvah. So it's very good. The first Taisus just said Einus makes Einus Rachmana Patre. Therefore, there's no way to answer his second Kasha. In order to the Taisus Yontif to answer the second Kasha, he had to bring in that Einus makes you potter from the mitzvah, which only was Mechadish in the second Taisus. Only the Ri was Mechayish and the Taisus number two. It was very good that Taisus number one, two asked the Kasha because he didn't know that Chiddush yet. It's only the question that once you bring that in, that group makes the problem. So, okay, so if Einus makes you parted from the mitzvah, so just like it makes you parted from the mitzvah of Pruvu, it makes you parted from the mitzvah of Shevetz also. So what's going on? So Taisus answers mitzvah rabba, and he's not answering mitzvah rabba. He's answering that because there's a hang up for Shevetz Koldu.
Taisus is going to have to ask his second question according to the Rivam anyway, right?
According to the Rivam, he asks his second question, and the Rivam answers.
Right, so But I'm saying the fact that we can't, even if the Ri's answer from the first Taisus will answer the question, Taisus still needs to answer the question according to the Rivam.
No. The Rivam.
Let's say for a second that the Ri agrees with Taisus Yontif. It could answer the question. Okay? Taisus still will have the question to answer according to the Rivam.
Yeah, because he wasn't Mechadesh yet. that Einus makes you potter till the end of the second Taisus. Because till the re in the second Taisus says that Einus makes you potter from the mitzvah, our Taisus doesn't know that. And the Rivam, which
so
is...
What is he saying in the first Taisus? Kevin Shuanis.
That's Einus from that you don't get punished. We said the normal pshat in Einus is Einus Rachmana Patre from the Einus. Taisus the re, that's what we wanted to say, that the re is Mechadesh Shechidesh, that Einus goes beyond Einus Rachmana Patre. And Einus makes you potter from the mitzvah.
And Taisus Yontif is saying that on the question, on what? On this question.
And the second type is too.
So they're agreeing that Einus makes you completely potter.
Right. In order to answer the first question, you don't need Einus Rachmana Patre. You need Einus Rachmana Patre, but you don't need Einus Rachmana Patre to the point that it did no mitzvah. Therefore, the first Teretz, Taisus, everybody can agree to, because you don't need that radical Chiddush. Even the Rivam can agree to that.
So the Rivam can agree to Lisa Shechla Taisus?
Yes, because he doesn't need, because all there, you just need Einus, so you're not over in Aveira. And therefore, since there's no Aveira, we're not going to be kaifin you.
But we're setting up now.
Taisus Yontif and the Re are coming to the same conclusion, but for different points?
And the Re are coming to the same conclusion on one point to answer the same kasha, but they're switching slightly on the answer.
But the Re could potentially hold like Taisus Yontif if he happens to hold that there's a mitzvah rabba. So it's a better answer. It's a better answer.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying he holds it's mitzvah rabba, that's a better answer. So he gives that answer.
I don't like saying it like that. What can I tell you? You know, I'm the Shitasi. I don't like that it's a better answer. I like when you don't answer, David doesn't answer something, means he doesn't like the answer. But okay. But that's a personal thing. But I don't know.
So the way we're standing up now, the Taisus Yomtif is really lined up. If you're putting him with which Taisus he belongs, he really belongs with Shenemar. He's almost irrelevant and unrelated to the first Taisus. It just was confusing to us because he happens to use a word of Sheves Kaldo. But now, the way we're learning it now, if the first Taisus never existed and Shifcha was never mentioned, the Taisus could basically have the exact same answer. He wouldn't have used the word Kaldu. He would have used that want there to be Sheves. Since there's a Taisus which said Sheves Kaldu for Shifcha purposes, and he knows now Liba de Emes that's together, so he mentions it, which was confusing to us, but now we know.
Maybe it's better than that, because we got it from that Taisus. Yes.
He got it from there, but it's not necessary for what he's really coming to do here.
Okay.
Rebbe said before we stalled on the Lo Mechayev in the Tosis Yontif, I asked Rebbe what the Teretz is, and Rebbe said a pshat.
Yeah, I was trying to get this nice difficult. Well, it probably wasn't a good pshat.
Well, but why?
I know, but now what we're trying to say is that really it wasn't a good pshat, and that's why Tosis Yontif has to throw in. I was just in my havamina that I thought he's saying a pshat. I was saying a pshat, but
no. But I'm asking what's wrong with that pshat. Why does it need to be that the person's putter?
If you're not putter, so what, now that we're kaifin to get the mitzvah pruvu. Why shouldn't we? What do we want? What are we trying to do when we're kaifin? We're kaifin to get the mitzvah pruvu. That's the goal. That's the main goal.
Pashtus. Yeah, but we wouldn't have been kaifin him for pruvu because of the Sheves Kaldu. So.
But now that you don't get Sheves Kaldu, so you know it's punch of shot is Sheves Kaldu is only like if we really want 100, we'll settle for $50. You know, there's a guy owes you $100. If he gives you $5, you're not gonna take him to court. And he doesn't give you $5, you take him to court. But you didn't take him to court for $5, you took him to court for the $100. It's just, you would have settled for $5 and you wouldn't have taken him to court. But now when you're going to court, you say, why are you coming to court? I'm coming to court for the $5. And it's not true. I'm coming to court for the whole $100. So the fact that I was ready to settle for Sheves Kaldu, but that's not why I'm kaifin. But now we're saying that Sheves Kaldu you know, the truth is, if we're making the Shabbos call to it, but if you say it like Sandy, then really he's saying that that Shabbos call to is what we care about. It's almost very much like mitzvah, you know, it just, I mean, I have to think it over because I wasn't thinking this before Shir. It almost makes that the Tavis Yontif and our Tavis are almost identical. Maybe they're, you know, just different words are saying the same thing come out.
Can we say mitzvah rabbah means that it's such a mitzvah that even if you can't do the primary mitzvah, there's still some shiare mitzvah, so to speak. There's a little part of it which is with the Shabbos kol dehu. That's why it's considered mitzvah rabbah. There's the full mitzvah, and then there's the leftover, the Shabbos kol dehu that makes it a mitzvah rabbah.
Okay, I'll have to think about it. Maybe. I have to think because I was really thinking of other things. I see it's way over time. Okay, let's stop here. All right, Yeshikoyach, everyone.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.